The memory of this man's appearance had long haunted Slogger's dreams, and so similar was this night visitor that he could almost believe that the self-same corpse stood outside. Was it possible, he wondered, that he was still dreaming? Slogger's state of full consciousness was, however, soon confirmed by another volley of blows against the wood, so loud this time that echoes pulsed back and forth along the empty corridor. Slogger began to draw back the bolts, though he was awake enough to remember to keep the chain on, allowing just enough space to speak to the caller. Thinking more clearly now, he had begun to formulate a diagnosis. Surely this man was a drug addict and had found out that a medical student lived in the building. Perhaps he had come in search of supplies. Although the door was open only a fraction, the outsider thrust his emaciated face into the aperture. His wild eyes searched frantically for the occupant, and in a desperate voice he cried out, "Please, you must assist me, monsieur. I cannot bear to be alone any longer. If you have any human feeling at all, you will open the door." Slogger took a step back, the sight of that awful face close up, and the pathetic urgency of the request had unnerved him. He reminded himself that as a medical student, it was his duty to offer.